going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With the 21st pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Derek Harmon, defensive tackle, Oregon.
Extreme urgency, to be quite honest with you. There's no substitute for young talent. You don't have a chance to fill a quality defense unless you're stout inside and up front. And this is a young guy, man, that has an opportunity to learn from the likes of Cam Hayward and put his hand in that pile and be a significant contributor for us for years to come.
Mike Tomlin on the selection of Derek Harmon, 21st overall. Mike Tomlin also said Harmon has Steelers DNA. Rob Rossi tweeted last night, boy, the Steelers getting ahead on that tampering thing. Dude's already got Steelers DNA. Born to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. Grade the pick, 412-928-9370. We can talk about who they didn't draft, and we will. We can talk about the draft at large. What the Browns did. What the Ravens did. What the Bengals did. Some of the surprises. And we'll get into all of that. But we start, of course, with the newest Pittsburgh Steeler, Derek Harmon, who some, including Brian Baldinger, have compared to Cam Hayward, the most Cam Hayward lookalike in this NFL draft. I'll start, Doran, why not? Give it a solid B. Said that this is who they would take. It's not who I would have taken with who was available. We'll get into that. But this is a double off the wall. This is a significant position of need. And of all the positions of need, it was the one that they did not address in free agency. Whether that's because they're waiting to pay Aaron Rodgers, they just didn't have the right fit, whatever, they did not address it after giving up 299 rushing yards in a playoff game to the Baltimore Ravens, getting absolutely gashed and embarrassed by your rival. This is a position they needed to address. Andy Weidel is here. They have stacked the offensive line, or attempted to, over the last couple of years. Now you need to stack the defensive line if you're going to follow that Philadelphia Eagles model. So I do not dislike the player. I really like the player. But I would have taken somebody else. I'll tell you who in a couple of minutes. I'll give it a solid B.
I give it an obvious A because it was the obvious pick. You know, we were going through, and this is why this time of year is so fun, for the last month or so, saying it could be a quarterback, could be a running back, could be this, could be that. But the obvious pick in right in front of our face was D-line. But that's not sexy to talk about at the time. So we talked about other guys a lot more than we did D-line. But the obvious pick was Derek Harmon. I mean, they had their eyes set on him for a long time. I mean, whenever you're 6'4", almost 6'5", 315 pounds, 320 pounds, I mean, that's the prototypical defensive line size. And whenever you match that size with speed and strength, you get a dog. And, you know, just watching his highlights multiple times, like, the guy can do it all. I mean, he can really do it all. And you need to have a motor. He has that motor. He's played for, you know, high-level competition against high-level competition at Oregon. And you know, this is a solid pick. Now, you know, you hope that for the first time in 2 years that you can get immediate production from your first round pick. That's what I'm hoping for. And I think that that's what the Steelers took into account, too. It's like, okay, like we can go with Sanders or, you know, we can go quarterback here. We can go with Dart. But are they going to give us that immediate production? Probably not. And we need immediate production from our first round pick because we haven't had that in a long time. But this pick right here, I give it a solid A because it was right in front of our face and it made a lot of sense. And now you get to add that depth. And like you said, Cam Hayward is getting a little bit older. So whenever he leaves, you know, you hopefully this guy can take over. It's fantastic. I like it.
When they're in their base, which is only going to be 30% of the time, I think they're going to, at the present moment, if they had to play a game, the way they're constructed, I think Keanu Benton still has to play some nose for them. And then you would have Harmon and Cam Hayward on the field. I do not think that's ideal. I think Keanu Benton profiles much more as an end. And I was disappointed in how he grew this year because I think he's miscast a little bit. I think he's going to be a really good player. He looks the part. Harmon looks the part. They have that Cam Hayward, more Stephon Tuitt body type. That's what you're looking for. Ideally, you get a nose tackle at some point during this draft, and there will be guys available in the third and fourth round who maybe 20 years ago are first round guys, but because you're only playing 30 or maybe 40% of the time if you can kick outside, you fall in the draft in modern day football. I do wonder, though, when you've got Highsmith and Watt on the field and you're rushing the passer, is it going to be Benton and Hayward? Is it going to be Harmon and Hayward? Just how much is Harmon going to get on the field in the early going? I don't know yet.
Well, I mean, the rotation is going to be the key. I mean, you rotate D linemen now more than anything.
You do. And
even like you said, like whenever, you know, you do need that nose 30% of the time, I still would rotate those three guys at nose. Like I wouldn't have one guy be like, oh, you know, Keanu, you're the nose for 30% of the snaps for the whole entire season. Like, no, I'd put Harmon there. I'd put Cam there. He's played it before. I would just rotate those guys.
He's actually the one that's best equipped to probably do it.
Right. So I would rotate them at all facets of defense. Rotate. Fresh. Cam, we need you this play. Go in there and get it. All right, Keanu, you're off the field. I'd just rotate. Why not? I mean, those three guys, if they can find their balance and find their sync together of what they need to do to get the job done, that could be hellish for offenses.
Sure. And he can rush the passer, man.
Yes, he can.
He can rush the passer. He's lean. The reason I can't go A on this guy is twofold. Number one, you had two quarterbacks there. I'd have taken one of them. And for me, I'd have taken Shador Sanders. And we'll get into that. And you can all yell at me at 412-928-9370. But the other is, I have to be consistent. I killed the Pirates when we found out about Spencer Horwitz and the chronic wrist injury. And that this is something that he has been dealing with and could continue to deal with. I'm not going to call the shoulder injury chronic for Derek Harmon. He didn't miss a game in college. But I did talk to somebody in the know yesterday, and he's got a labrum issue, and he will need to have it surgically repaired probably after this season.
Yeah, and that's, like, not a doctor, but I've dealt with a lot of injuries. Mm-hmm. Like, you can repair that.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and it's not like he's going to be out for a long time. Like, you could repair that. You could play through that.
They will not repair it until after the season, from what I've been told, meaning that they feel like he's healthy enough to go.
Yeah.
They picked him 21st overall. They have taken guys with injury concerns. Peyton Wilson.
Darnell Washington.
Darnell Washington's a great one. Probably why he wound up slipping and falling to where they picked him. So they're not scared off by things like that. This isn't a huge deal, but something to keep an eye on. Grade the pick, 412-928-9370. It's the subject of our Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement, TrustPJ.com. Early returns on this because I just posted the Twitter poll like 8 minutes ago, but 60% of people so far saying it's an A, and that does not surprise me. I think Steelers fans before the draft have told us how they feel, and they wanted that solid double off the wall. They wanted a guy who was going to clog the middle. They were embarrassed, Steelers fans were, by the way the rush defense performed against your hated arch-rival Baltimore Ravens. They've been told for 2 years by guys like Jerry Dulac that you need to replace Cam Hayward. And this is as intelligent a football fan base as there is in the country. I sound like the uneducated boob when I say they should have drafted a quarterback. This is a fan base that says, no, let's get a big guy. And I want to be clear, because I was called a flip-flopper on Twitter a lot last night. Before DK Metcalf was acquired, I said the Steelers should draft Emeka Ogbuka or wide receiver in round one.
Yep.
Then DK Metcalf was acquired. As information changes, so too should opinion. So I didn't want a wide receiver round one anymore. Then I wanted a big fat fatty.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy really ain't a big fat fatty.
Nope.
Ooh. I bet you he looks like the Hulk with his shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
A lean big guy, Dorn. You mentioned 6'4". Lean. Cam Hayward, Stephon Tuitt. Think guys like that. I wanted him. In particular, this was the guy. Until it became apparent that a quarterback would be available. Lo and behold, two were available. That's why my opinion changed. I liked Shedeur Sanders enough the whole time. I thought he'd go ninth. Or I thought the Browns would trade back up and get him. Or the Giants would trade back up and get him. Or the Colts would take him. And they didn't because Tyler Warren, my God, good for them, fell into their lap.
Yeah.
So I haven't flip-flopped. The information has changed. I liked Shedeur Sanders enough the whole time, just didn't think they'd have a chance to take him. They had a chance to take him or Jackson Dart and decided to go with the double off the wall. That's why I stand where I stand right now. But for this player in a vacuum and with their needs, I can't sit here and crush them for it today.
No. No.
He's a good player at a position of need who could be your Cam Hayward replacement, they think is going to be their Cam Hayward replacement, and gets to learn under Cam Hayward. Can't be anything worse than a B.
Well, whenever you evaluate, too, like I would look at it like this. Like, okay, two positions of need, and quarterback is a position of need. Like, how much – who is better? Harmon in a position of need or Sanders in a position of need? And clearly Harmon is the better prospect and player than Shedeur Sanders.
Unless you talk to Mel Kiper.
Unless you talk to Mel Kiper, who had a number one overall.
Who's snorting pumpkin pie. Probably at this very moment, 6:11 a.m. on the East Coast.
So, I mean, I think it's, you know, as much as I would have liked to see Sanders there, like, clearly Harmon is the better prospect at that position of need.
Probably.
Makes a lot of sense.
Probably. For me, I still go with the quarterback. And I get the whole Eagles model. Everyone wants to be the Eagles. And if you don't have a quarterback, build up the trenches. And then when you find one like Jalen Hurts, bang, you hit the ground running. You think about Ben in 2004. Steelers had opportunities to draft quarterbacks before that. Drew Brees could have been a Pittsburgh Steeler before that. They built the foundation, and then when Ben landed here, they took off. They go 15-1. They win the Super Bowl the next year. The rest is history. It was the perfect landing spot. That's what the Steelers are attempting to do here. They may well draft a quarterback today. We'll get into all of that. They may not, and it might be next year when they go and attempt to get that franchise quarterback. For me, I would have taken a position that is the most important in all of sports. I would have thrown a dart at Shedeur Sanders. I would not have thrown a dart at Jackson Dart. But Shedeur Sanders fell all the way out of round one. What are the reasons behind that? We can get into that, too, at 412-928-9370. But you're all voting on the Twitter poll. We want to hear from you now on the phone lines. First show for you to react to today is us. It's one of my favorite days of the year. We're all going to scream and yell at each other. Not really. We're all going to have healthy disagreements about guys that may be good, may not be good. Nobody knows. Derek Harmon, I think, is going to be a good player. He might not be. You just don't know. Shedeur Sanders. Oh, see, Crowley, he fell out of the first round. He stinks. He might be a great player. Jackson Dart might be great. Who knows? But we can debate it. We can have fun with it. And we're going to do that when we come back at 412-928-9370. We would love to talk to you. Grade the pick. Derek Harmon to the Pittsburgh Steelers, 21st overall.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
How do you feel about Shedeur at 21? Had him at 5. This is an organization has not had won a playoff game in 9 years. They haven't had any losing seasons in a long time, but 21. They haven't won a playoff game in 9 years. In this division, with Burrow and Lamar and the AFC loaded with great quarterbacks, and you have Mason Rudolph, and there's Shedeur sitting there, and you have no second-round pick. where's the young quarterback coming in? But I'm taking Shador Sanders. I prefer him in New Orleans. I don't know what the Saints were thinking there. That's their decision. I disagree with it. But if I'm Pittsburgh, Shador Sanders, the pass on him at this stage at pick 21, Boog, come on.
All right, Mel Kiper on Team Shador Sanders. That might have been my biggest takeaway from the entirety of ESPN's draft coverage, is that I think Mel Kiper is higher on Shador Sanders than Deion Sanders is.
Yes.
He absolutely loves Shador Sanders as a prospect, and he thinks the Steelers made a mistake, and he thinks the Giants, when they came up, took the wrong quarterback. I think the Steelers should have taken a shot on QB. I would have picked Sanders if I were in their position. He wasn't a reach at 21, in my opinion. I think he's a good enough prospect. You wouldn't have had to trade up and get him. He fell right in your lap. And I am going to continue to make the same argument that I've been making for the last 2 weeks. He fell not because he sucks. He's not a perfect prospect. He's not close to a perfect prospect. He fell because of his dad.
Yep.
The Saints were scared off because they've got a first-year coach, Kellen Moore, trying to make a mark on this league. They decided to go with an offensive tackle whose baby threw up live on television. They wanted to protect their next future franchise quarterback, whomever that may be.
And they love
Rattler. Spencer Rattler, exactly.
Yes, they do.
So a couple of reasons why. Indianapolis would have made sense for a quarterback. I mean, Anthony Richardson quit on the team at one point last year, pulled himself off the field. They got Daniel Jones, who's hoping for a Sam Darnold career resurrection. But come on, at $15 million, you could have sat Shador Sanders behind those guys and let him grow. But Tyler Warren, who I think is a top 8, top 5 prospect in this draft, he falls to them 14th overall. You can explain away why all the quarterback needy teams didn't wind up taking a quarterback. And also, people want to say, oh, well, the Giants took Dart over Sanders. Obviously, Dart the better player. Brian Daboll's going to get fired this year, in all likelihood. And a lot of people seem to think that Jackson Dart could be a more ready-made NFL prospect. There's been disagreements on that. They probably feel that way. If they need to turn it over to a guy, you turn it over to Jackson Dart to save your job because, quote-unquote, more NFL ready. I don't care that Shador fell out of the first round. I still would have taken him 21st overall.
Yeah, and I think you nailed it. This has a lot to do with his dad and the baggage that he would bring to a team. And, you know, there's a lot of teams out there that just aren't willing and aren't in a position to do that. Now, if this was, you know, a different draft where there was quarterback needy teams and they felt good about their situation as a whole, as a franchise, okay. But you look at the franchises that could possibly need quarterbacks, they're just not in a position to be able to handle something like that. Like the Saints, they're not in a position to do that. So, you know, looking at this board now, and the second round starts tonight, I don't know where Shador is going to go. Like, it's not certain that he's going to go early in the second round. The Browns have the 33rd pick.
And the 36th.
The Browns need running backs, and why not stay within your state? And Ohio State running backs are on the board, both of them. Both had, you know, first-round grades all the way up until this point. So I could see them taking Henderson or Judkins with that pick. And then 36, if you are going to take a quarterback and you have the 36th pick in the second round, wouldn't you want to take a quarterback with the most upside? So to me, that's Jalen Milroe. Like, if the Browns were interested in taking a quarterback, now I don't even know if they even want to even flirt with that, but if they were going to take a quarterback, I don't think it would be Sanders. I think it would be Milroe at this point. So then you start playing the game. You're looking at teams that really need quarterbacks in the second round. Who knows where Shador Sanders might fall? It is a shame. I do think that he is being humbled, and maybe he needs to be humbled in some people's eyes, but I think that this is a humbling experience. It's a shame. He's a good player, in my opinion. I'd have liked to see the Steelers take him, but I understand why the Steelers took Derek Harmon, because that made a lot of sense.
Sure.
But I don't know how this is really going to go for Shador. It's not like he's a lock for any team, really, in the second round that picks tonight.
No, and honestly, we do this every year. Who will the Steelers take on day two? It's tough to project out to 83. It is. But we can project what other teams are going to do and where Shador Sanders may fall if he goes before 83. I tend to think he will. Where? We'll get into that. Here's a tweet. The prospect is the entirety of their circumstance. You can't divorce the player from the baggage he brings. The circus he brings plus not being very good at any one trait results in a drop to the second or third. For sure, that's exactly what I'm saying. The baggage is why he fell.
Right.
Not because he stinks.
Right.
He's accurate. Can you handle the baggage? He's smart. Can you handle the baggage?
And the Steelers, I felt that they were probably the best suited team to do that.
I'm with you on that 100%. Speaking of baggage, though, I'm not going to totally say that Harmon's a slam dunk success. Just because the Steelers drafted him doesn't mean I'm going to bend over backwards if I'm them to pat myself on the back. This guy still needs to be a good player, and I think he will be. But the shoulder thing matters to me. I don't think it's the biggest deal in the world, but it's something that I think about. And the people who argue against Sanders will all proclaim that they did the right thing because Harmon's going to be a superstar, or he's going to be the next Cam Hayward. Maybe.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of faith in him, but you have no idea whether this guy's going to pan out or not either. There will be draft grades. There are draft grades already. For round one, there will be draft grades after round two, after round three, at the end of this thing. We won't really know for a couple of years. That's a reality. But you can't plant your flag in Derek Harmon's a sure thing land. You just can't, because there's no such thing as a sure thing. 412-928-9370. We'd love to talk to you about this. Grade the pick. Derek Harmon, 21st overall to the Steelers. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
When's the last time a Steelers first round pick panned out? Like to the amount where people are like, oh yeah, this is a guy. Like this guy panned out. He's every bit a first round pick.
I thought that they nailed those six snaps of Troy Faltanu last year.
I mean, but
he was just outstanding for those 6 to 9 snaps.
I mean, who was their last first? I mean, you're going past Terrell Edmonds.
Wasn't Kenny?
No.
Najee was probably, to use my own analogy, probably a solid double off the wall.
Right.
Because
he wasn't first round production.
No, I don't think so. Just because he had 1,000 yards every year and played, he did not give you the explosiveness or the wide receiver stuff you were wanting. They didn't have a first-round pick in 2020 because of Minka. Devin Bush was terrible. Terrell Edmonds was terrible. You'd have to go all the way back to T.J. Watt in 2017 for the last home run pick in round number one. 412-928-9370. Let's open up these phone lines with one of our all-time favorites, Anthony in Oakland. No surprise we hear from you today. Anthony, how you doing, buddy?
Thank you, gentlemen. Look, I'm happy with the pick. Sanders would have been another reach, and we've burned by reaches with Kenny Pickett and Edmonds and James Washington. They can't afford that. And in those two games against the Ravens, to me, I still have nightmares about them. I mean, the Ravens did whatever they wanted to do.
You can't
live that in that lane when you're a team you dominated. Dominated you not once but twice, but mocked you in the last game when they were leaving the field. Can't have that.
The Eagles have won. Thank you for the call, Anthony. The Eagles have won multiple championships now, really on the strength of their two lines, offensive and defensive line. They got MVP production from Carson Wentz, though, in 2017. Until he got hurt, he was going to win the MVP.
Yep.
He was that good.
Yeah.
And then when do they win again? It's when they get Jalen Hurts, who's a really good quarterback, bordering on elite.
Yeah, he's not elite.
He ain't Josh Allen. He ain't Patrick Mahomes.
He's not there yet.
So the way I look at it is, and this isn't a slight at Cam Hayward, believe me, what has he ever won? What has T.J. Watt ever won? You win more often than not. In today's NFL, when you have a star quarterback, and the example I've been bringing up is Aaron Donald's one of the best, if not the best, we've ever seen. He didn't win until Matthew Stafford got there. And don't get me wrong, I'm not comparing Shador Sanders to Matthew Stafford, but you win with elite quarterback play. And if one falls into your lap at 21, I don't think it's a reach. The league obviously disagrees with me. Nobody took him in round one, Shador Sanders. But for me, he was not a reach at 21. A reach is if you move up to get a guy.
Yeah.
Who there's not a consensus on.
Right. Like, I mean, he fell there.
Right.
If the Steelers would have taken him, I would have been okay. Like, they got a position of need, and they're going to take a chance on a quarterback. That, to me, does not, I don't even think reach at all. Like, not, in my mind, it doesn't even compute a reach. Oh, to get Shador Sanders, he's there. If you take him, take him.
And there's two guys. I would have preferred Dart, frankly,
yeah,
over Derek Harmon. And this is not to say, again, that I don't like Derek Harmon, but the way I put it last night was, this is, for the Steelers, a debate probably within their front office between pragmatism, between being practical, and taking a swing, a big swing.
Yeah, I do wonder what the split was.
I want to get into that.
I do wonder.
I want to get into that next.
Yes.
How about we do that?
Yes.
Whose decision was this really? Mike Tomlin said an awful lot that he liked Shador Sanders. Was it a smokescreen, or did he really believe that, and he got overruled by the owner? 412-928-9370. We'll get into that. And we want your calls. Grade the pick. Derek Harmon to the Steelers 21st overall. 412-928-9370. You can also text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Well, I mean, look, you know, we have a position in the running back room we're going to have to address. I think we have positions in the wide receiver room we're going to have to address. So, you know, I hope that we don't do that at the expense of the defense. But we do have positions we have to address on, you know, on that side of the ball at this point, for sure.
That was Art Rooney II way back when, at the end of the season press conference with assembled Pittsburgh media. The bat signal goes up. Jeff Hathorn and others, Mark Caboli, get in a room with Art. And Art was asked a question about spending money on offense, but had to throw in there at the end, not at the detriment of the defense there, Dorn. He had also, at another point during that interview, and I couldn't find that clip, was, you could hear embarrassed by the way things went down in that Ravens game.
Mm-hmm.
We've also heard Mike Tomlin just wax on poetically about Shador Sanders and the intangibles. And I think that Mike Tomlin wanted Shador. I think he wanted a quarterback. I think bloodlines matter so much to him, and you're not going to get a better bloodline than one of the great players, certainly great corners, most athletic guys in NFL history, his son being available for you at 21.
Sports history.
Sports history, really. Played baseball too, Dorn.
Yep.
Did Deion Sanders. Couldn't tackle. Who cares? No. Cornerback.
Yeah, he's corner.
Corner.
Yeah.
I think Tomlin wanted the quarterback. I think Art Rooney II wanted the defensive lineman, and the only person in this organization who can overrule Mike Tomlin is Art Rooney II. And I don't think he does it a lot. I think he did it here.
Hmm.
I think it was the owner.
Hmm.
I think the owner got him, Doran.
Hmm. I don't think the owner.
Art 2!
I think the owner sat back and was like, I'm going to let you guys do your job. And you know what happened, in my opinion, is that Andy Weidel, I think, wanted defensive line. Because not that he put the defensive line in place in Philly that it is now, but he was a part of the structure of getting to where that defensive line,
for sure,
is in place now. He definitely put the offensive line together and knew that you had to build the trenches in Philadelphia. That's why he was such an attractive hire for the Steelers whenever they hired him 2 years ago, because they needed him to bring that Philadelphia philosophy to Pittsburgh. And that's what he's been trying to do, if you just look at the last three drafts. So, whenever I say that, Mike Tomlin, Andy Weidel, Omar Khan are sitting in the room, and Art has his feet up. He's like, all right, you guys do your job. And Mike Tomlin's like, I really, really like Shador Sanders. I love the bloodlines. I love the pedigree. This guy could be our franchise quarterback. I really think that this guy could be the franchise quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I really like this guy. Andy Weidel looks at Mike and goes, Mike, you're a defensive guy. You're defensive-minded. Like, you know that what we encountered at the end of last season, we need to fix that. You brought me here to fix that, to build the trenches, not just on offense, but on defense. Mike, you are a defensive guy. There's this guy that's going to be sitting there and that falls right into our lap. Defense, 6'4", 320 pounds.
Cam Hayward 2.0.
Cam Hayward is getting older. We only have about a year or two left of Cam Hayward. We need to replenish our defensive line. Mike, we got to go defense here. We got to build up front. I mean, it's not that hard to move Mike Tomlin off his spot whenever you're talking defense.
When you're talking D.
Yep, that's what I think that happened.
If there are four guys that are part of the decision-making process, Art Rooney, Mike Tomlin, Omar Khan, and Andy Weidel. I think that's the order of power. But I think three out of the four wanted Derek Harmon, to your point. I think Mike Tomlin really wanted Shedeur Sanders. And you're right, it's defense. So if you're going to convince him to go in another direction, you could do that with a guy up front who looks like Cam Hayward, who's got a great motor, who works his tail off, and is a good character guy. I think the Weidel thing is well said. He comes from the Eagles. Makes a ton of sense there. They've built the offensive line. They're building the defensive line. So that checks Weidel off. I think Khan is scared of making the same mistake that Kevin Colbert made in his final draft of taking Kenny Pickett 20th overall.
Huh.
The league told you what it felt about Kenny Pickett, and Colbert and company reached and they went and got Kenny.
Well, that's a good point real quick, too. And like we talk about teams not wanting to attach to baggage. Like Omar Khan already has a scuff on his resume at quarterback for drafting. He already has a scuff on it with Kenny Pickett.
Well, he didn't do it. It was Colbert.
Oh, it was Colbert. But he was part of the process.
He was part of the process. And didn't want to make the same mistake.
He inherited it. He inherited it. So that's a scuff. So do you really want to take that chance right now, again, 2 years later, or a year, 2 years later, of scuffing your record of drafting quarterbacks again because you're part of that system? I see what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah. So I think that's why those two guys go with Harmon. The Eagle deal with Weidel, the do I want to do this and set us back 2 years, scaredness for Khan. And then Art Rooney II saying, the Ravens, damn it, ran for 299 yards on the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Pittsburgh Steelers going to give up 300 damn rushing yards to a rival on national streaming television? Hell no. And so when the big guy says we're going the D-line, you're going to listen. But when three out of four, that's the way it has to go.
Yeah.
That's the way it has to go. Yeah. Now, you threw out another theory before the show that, hey, Deion Sanders and Mike Tomlin, they're buds. And perhaps Tomlin talking up Shedeur Sanders because, hey, you help out your guy.
Yep.
I think there's probably some of that in there. I do think Tomlin liked him.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps loved him.
Yeah.
But I think he simply got outvoted here.
And I think that now, and we talked earlier, and we'll go through this a little bit later when Packett's here, but I think now, you know, teams are even more put on notice that I think a lot of teams thought that he was going to go to the Steelers. And now, even in the second round, people are like, well, what does Mike Tomlin know that we don't? Why didn't Mike Tomlin take Shedeur? It seemed like Mike Tomlin loved him, and he didn't take him. Like, now, I think people are even more put on notice for the second round.
I'm with you, especially because of what we've talked about so much. That if there's one guy Deion Sanders wasn't going to meddle with, it'd be Mike T.
Right.
And the team that's not going to have to deal with the distraction also passed on him.
Yep.
I'm with you. I wonder just how far the tumble will be for Shedeur Sanders, and we'll definitely get into all that. Will he be there at 83? A lot of people have texted that. He'll be there at 83. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. We'll get into it. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Who do you think ultimately banged the gavel and made the decision on Derek Harmon 21st overall? 412-928-9370. And we'd love for you to call up and grade the pick. 412-928-9370. It is 646. It's time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. Also, why did Derek Harmon call last night bittersweet? 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Here's a good text. Well thought out. No host on your station or any other station ever brings up the fact that Tomlin only uses 2D linemen 85% of the time. That's why they gave up so many rushing yards. So, digging a little deeper on that, They gave up about two more yards per carry last year when Cam Hayward was off the field versus on the field. So when he was on the field, even with just Keanu Benton or Larry Ogunjobi, and you had your two edge rushers out there, you were still stout against the run. It was when he came off the field that they weren't good enough because they're not talented enough behind him.
Behind him, yeah.
They don't have the depth. And he's 37 now, and he's going to have to come off the field from time to time. I don't think, and I'm not a huge Mike Tomlin defender, as people well know, I don't think scheme was that big of an issue.
Mm-mm.
I had problems with some of their schemes. They didn't blitz enough, yada, yada. But in terms of stopping the run, when Hayward was on the field, they were good. When he wasn't, they weren't.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, they would get gashed at times in the nickel. I think that has to do with some of their players in the secondary who aren't great tacklers. But all in all, I think he just needed more depth on the defensive line. And I've said that for a long time. I mean, I would still, again, have drafted the quarterback, but you probably need to come away with two defensive linemen in this draft, and they got one last night.
Yeah, I mean, you need replacements, one, for the future, and you need depth, and you need playmakers. Like, and it matches. It fits. So that I have no problem with the pick, and it doesn't matter what the scheme is if you got a playmaker. Like, that's, I remember a couple years ago whenever Aaron Donald retired, and or was thinking about retiring. It's like, oh, could he play for the Pittsburgh Steelers for a year and retire, like come home play? And they're like, oh, he's not a fit for the scheme. I'm like, man, if you have a talented player, it don't matter what the scheme is, you play them.
I'm not going to throw, this isn't shade at one of the great defensive coordinators of all time, but Dick LeBeau was a genius, right? Because of the zone blitz. He looked pretty good with Casey Hampton and Joey Porter and James Harrison and James Ferrier and Ike Taylor and Troy Polamalu. The list goes on. And when those guys phased out, all of a sudden, whoa, geez, his scheme doesn't work anymore. Really? Really? Dom Capers had a damn job forever. Like, I think the scheme is fine. You got to have good players.
Yes.
You got to have good players.
Yes.
Which is why I've given this a B, a solid B. A B for boring, Doran. I'll give it that. B for boring.
It was boring.
It's boring.
That's why we didn't. That's why we were, at least.
From a radio standpoint.
From a radio standpoint, that's why I wanted Sanders.
Sure, me too. But also, it's the most important position in sports.
That too. Like, it, I mean, it mattered. It wasn't like pure radio and entertainment.
Right.
Because I wanted Sanders. I thought that he would be a good pick for the Steelers at that point.
They had four or five good options there. It's a huge position of need. It's a practical selection. The shoulder issue concerns me. But nothing matters more than quarterback. That's where I stand. I did tell you that Derek Harmon said it was bittersweet for him last night. And that's because his mom is very sick. Here's what he had to say when he spoke for the first time to the Pittsburgh media.
She's on life support, so after I got off the phone with you guys, I'm going to head straight to the hospital and kind of telling her ear to her son got, telling her son got drafted.
I mean, that alone kind of makes it worth it, though, right?
Yeah. Man.
Jeez. Good for that guy.
Yep.
Good for his mom to be able to hear that. And whew, I just can't imagine how that conversation went.
Mm-mm.
So good for Derek Harmon, who gets to go to a place, too, like, I'm sure, of all the teams in the NFL, it's a pretty damn good fit for him.
Yes.
For him. From that standpoint, you totally get it. I'm going to get to learn behind Cam Hayward for 2 years. You know what Cam Hayward got to do? Learn behind Brett Kiesel.
Yep.
Learn behind those guys. He got to simmer. He got to marinate. Now, I think that Harmon's going to play sooner and play more.
Because he has to.
Because he has to, based on the depth conversation we just had. But to learn behind Cam Hayward and with Cam Hayward, I bet you Cam Hayward's jacked up. Actually, I didn't look at his Twitter account. Was he jacked?
Yeah, he wanted. I think last week he was like, I want Harmon. I want us to pick Harmon.
Of course he does.
Uh huh.